I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
NFL.com has reached the point where they're just ranking things now. We're well into multiple weeks now without sports. So, yeah, let's make up lists and rank things. I got no problem with that. It provides us some good content and provides some good arguments as well. Greg Rosenthal of Around the NFL on the NFL Network and NFL.com ranked NFL quarterbacks based on value. Who do you want most at their current cost is the question that Greg Rosenthal looked at and looked at all the quarterbacks around the league. Naturally, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson came in at 1 and 2, respectively, filling out the top five, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Carson Wentz. You scroll down this list, though, you get Aaron Rodgers at 8, you get Baker Mayfield at 10, that's interesting, Kirk Cousins 12th, Jimmy G 13, Drew Brees 14, Tom Brady 16, and right behind, Sam Darnold, who's ranked 17th, Greg has ranked Ben Roethlisberger 18th, and he writes, "Only my undying faith in Big Ben as a big difference maker keeps him this high, seeing how he's a 38-year-old passer coming off major elbow surgery, an onerous contract. He has a $41.3 million cap hit due next year, exclamation point. Doesn't help either in this exercise, which is something, incidentally, that Roethlisberger insists he's still doing." Ben 18th, about middle of the pack. Colin, does that make sense for you in this ranking of quarterback value?
Yes, because he makes $41.3 million on his cap next year. It's gigantic, considering the last time we saw Ben Roethlisberger, he was clutching his elbow. Well, the last time we saw him in a uniform, he was clutching his elbow and walking off the football field, and it just looked different than just kind of an innocuous, run-of-the-mill, regular sort of injury, and it turned out to be that way. So I will say this about the Ben Roethlisberger one being ranked at 18. You kind of put him in there. It feels like one of those ones where you rank the top five guys and the bottom five guys. Then the other ones kind of fall in the middle somewhere in terms of value. Yeah. With Ben Roethlisberger, though, I think that he is the quarterback in the league ranked at 18, about in the middle. Because they don't just rank 32, right? They rank more than that in this rankings. They rank like 35 because Stidham is there, Brady's there, Dalton's there, Drew Locke. I mean, so Ben is about right in the middle. He is the one that has the biggest plus minus margin whenever, if you were to redo this halfway through the year. He's the guy that could sway the biggest or sway to the front or sway to the back. He could end up being number 2. If his arm falls off in week 1, he could be number 31. You know, I really feel that way. Ben Roethlisberger could come out and lead the league in passing through 6 weeks, and you say the value matches up, it's good, he's right there, he's in the top 4. Or if he can't move his arm, he's at the bottom.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you that the swing between one extreme or the other, or the possibility of an extreme swing, is most likely with a guy like Ben, because again, he's coming off the injury and we have no idea what he's going to look like. He could look, like you said, like he's never thrown a football before, which I doubt, or he could look fantastic and just be zipping them all over the place. It's more than likely going to be somewhere in the middle. You hope it's more towards the latter rather than the former. It's just weird to see a guy of his accomplishments listed behind Sam Darnold and Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield on a list like this. I understand it, again, because of the cap hit next year especially, and that's when I think, you know, a year from now we could be talking about Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know if any quarterback other than a guy, I'll be honest, even a Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, it's hard to find a quarterback who's going to live up to a $41 million cap hit next year.
Right, that's why. I mean, to get back to the fundamental question, I don't have a – I think it's about where it should be. in terms of the ranking. And rankings make us think. They make us get into sort of barroom discussions. They have us kind of bandy it about, especially in times like this where we're all sort of holed up and we're looking for something to talk about. And that one, to me, I know Steeler fans, their default is the Steelers are getting screwed all the time. Whenever there's a ranking, whenever there's a list, unless their guy, unless their team, unless their entity, unless the black and gold is number one, they're getting screwed. In this instance, yeah, it is what it is for me. I think it's about right.
The one that really surprised me as far as being ranked too high, at least in my opinion, because we've only seen him for a year, is Kyler Murray at sixth in this ranking. He doesn't have a ton of weapons. Well, he will this year, obviously, with the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, but he hasn't had a ton of weapons around him, so it's hard maybe, especially as a rookie quarterback, to judge where he should be on this list. That's why I would have had him down more somewhere towards the middle of this list, but I guess if we're talking value, again, you've got a potential franchise quarterback in some people's eyes anyway, not mine, but some people's eyes, on a fairly thrifty rookie entry-level deal, and maybe that's why he ranks where he does.
Now, you see, I agree with you. I saw Kyler Murray. Here's a study in this, though. I saw Kyler Murray play through the first, I don't know, before the Steelers played them, and I thought he was okay. I thought he was a bit indecisive. Actually, not indecisive. I thought he was too quick to pull it under and too quick to go and too quick to not let the play develop. You know, he had panicky sort of tendencies. Then I heard in the run-up to Mike Tomlin, remember the Mike Tomlin Tuesday news conference before the Arizona game, I heard Mike Tomlin be like, what I've seen on tape from this kid has been phenomenal. And it wasn't the usual, like, Mike Tomlin blowing up the opponent that he does every Tuesday. I was kind of even taken aback at how he spoke to Kyler Murray, or spoke of Kyler Murray. And then I read this piece and it says, Murray checked every box in his first season to foster belief that he'll join the ranks of the players above. And the players above him on this list are Wentz, Watson, Wilson, Jackson, and Mahomes. So those are two very dissenting opinions, Mike Tomlin's and then the one in this piece, and then mine that was like, he was okay. Perhaps I could be dead wrong, and I've been wrong before. But this royalty nature with which some people are speaking of Kyle Murray, I just didn't see it last year.
Yeah, I didn't either. He strikes me as a guy who, if he gets rid of that panicky nature and shows a little bit more of a desire to play a little more risk-reward, because he was no risk last year, really most of the time, because he would tuck the ball under, he would take off, and he would try to avoid turnovers at all costs. If he could exercise a little more gambling tendency, just a little bit more, not so much that he's putting his team in danger all the time, but I feel like he may be able to vault into that, you know, top 10 echelon, maybe, because of his ability to make plays with his legs especially. But if he doesn't, if he's always going to be this risk-averse, tuck-it-under, play-it-safe kind of quarterback, then he's, I don't know if he's anything more than a game manager who has the ability to run right now as a young quarterback. That six seems way too high on this list for Kyler Murray. I agree with you. But it is. It's an interesting thing to talk about as we're knee-deep in the NFL offseason with not much to do but wait for the draft to come around in 2 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.